Coca-Cola presents The Spike Jonze Show with Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, including Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, Dick and Freddie Morgan, Sir Frederick Gass, Dr. Horatio Q. Birdbath, and our special guest, the well-known radio and screen star, Jack Carson. Whether you're just plain thirsty or you want to relax for a few minutes, you're mighty glad to find a Coca-Cola cooler at the highway service station. Make it a point to look for the station that has the familiar red sign so you can pause for delicious ice-cold Coke and drive refreshed. Tonight, we're broadcasting transcribed from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And here is Spike and the City Slickers with the Missouri Waltz.
Wait a minute. What kind of musicians do I have in my band anyway?
We're sorry, Mr. Jones.
Never mind. Let me hear how you were playing the Missouri Waltz. That's too pretty. You're fired. Let me hear how you were playing it. That's too pretty, too. You're fired. And let's hear how you were playing it. Ah, beautiful. And next time, bring Margaret, too, will you? Thank you, music lovers. Tonight, our woebegone wayfarers have waddled into Washington, D.C. But I know that you're all anxious to go on a sightseeing tour of the city. So now we present number 7 in our Seeing America with Spike series, Washington, D.C. I wish to thank the United States Army Band for being with us tonight. Like all tourists, the first thing that we would like to see is the White House. So we start our tour at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We go inside. We have heard that the structure of the White House is very weak, and we decide to find out if this is true. We stamp lightly on the floor of the Blue Room. We are now riding in the Senate subway. We have now arrived at the Senate, and as we enter, two senators are making speeches.
I'm from Philly.
Glad to know you, Buster.
Ah, at last, we have seen a Philly Buster. We spy our California senator seated at his desk.
Convince everybody that California is the greatest state in the union. but I'm having a mighty hard job.
Senator, I'm from California. I'm Spike Jones.
That's one of the things that's making it so hard.
Shoving a Florida orange into his lunchbox, we climb into a taxi. Not wanting to miss any of the sights in Washington, we ask our cab driver to take us to the most sacred and historic spot in Washington. He stops the cab in front of a large building. We get out and read a brass plaque over the door. Reverently, we remove our hats and stand in silence. Tears come to our eyes. We're standing on the spot where one of America's most historical events took place. For this is where Arthur Godfrey made his first broadcast. We head for the Department of Justice. On the way, we pass the United States Mint. They're burning the old money. And a man is standing in front of the building yelling,
"No! Don't burn all that money! Don't burn it, I tell you! It's driving me mad! Mad!"
We're surprised, for we didn't know Jack Benny was in town. We have arrived at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We go in and ask to see the director, J. Edgar Hoover.
I am Hoover.
Well, I didn't recognize you, Mr. Hoover.
That's because I'm disguised as a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, I thought that bag was your stomach. Mr. Hoover, could you tell us how the FBI works?
I'd be glad to. When somebody catches a criminal, they send in their fingerprints, and they take a picture of him, and then they throw a dragnet around the house, and if crime does not pay.
If you're getting paid for this acting job, it does. But, Mr. Hoover, would you mind telling us about the most interesting case in your experience?
I'd be glad to. It happened down by the railroad station. Prison for life.
Leaving him to polish his Dick Tracy badge, we walk down 13th Street. At the Warner Theater, Jack Carson is making a personal appearance. And since he is to be a guest on our program, we go in to watch his act. Jack has just told a joke, and the people are rolling in the aisles.
I bet $2.
You're faded.
Shoot.
Now Jack announces the number he is going to sing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will now sing a song from a picture I was in recently. Two guys from Texas called "I've Never Met a Texan Who Won't Love Texas Till the Day He Dies." There's too much travel through this nation, and soon the problem will be great. We're coming to a situation, 'cause all the travel's interstate. If there's no place like home, then why do people roam? Well, after I make my summation, I'm open for debate. I once met a New Yorker, a fancy talker. He hated NY. I once met a Virginian whose frank opinion would make Virginians cry. Show me a Carolina who isn't pining to be some other place. And Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania has the mania that comes from smoke in the face. And I know an Ohioan who's set on buying a home in Vermont. Oh, that's all that I want. He tries, but I never met a Texan who Texas till the day, until the day that he dies.
That was wonderful, Jack. And hurry over from the theater to be on our show. Now we'd like to present
Spike!
Professor Fiedelbaum. Professor, how do you like Washington?
Oh, it's fine. Tonight I walked out of my hotel and I saw a figure in a long, slinky, black evening gown.
I suppose you followed the figure in the long, slinky, black evening gown?
For three blocks. And then I found out it was a Supreme Court judge. Well, so much for national affairs. Tonight I have a tenor ballad entitled Careless Hands. Am I on voice? Isn't that good?
I don't know, but Congress just formed a committee to investigate it. Go ahead, Professor.
I shall sing.
I let my heart fall into handless cares, canvas hairs, danceless dares, underwear, no frigid stairs, upstairs, downstairs, cellar, attic, no front room, library, back porch, garage, lawn. Anyone want to buy a house? Oh, I better start again. I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in three, a four, a two, eight, seven. You lose. Now the dice are coming out. E-11, the three-way winner, pays the field to come and cast line. Don't be cheap. Sleep in the street. Have a hunch. Bet a bunch. Now they're coming out. And see what I used to do for a living? You held my dreams like worth the grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through.
Speaking of dreams, I dreamt the other night I was eating great big white marshmallows, and when I woke up, both my pillows were gone.
If you don't change...
I just swallowed a dime and a nickel. Do you see any change, Ben?
If you don't change, I'll know that you look so careless hands that can't hold on to reins.
Can't hold on to reins? That sounds like the jockeys that ride the horses I bet on.
Horses! And there they go, as Yale locked on the inside. Combination seems safe, key is turning out, and hinge is swinging wide. That's a rusty gag. My careless hand.
Thank you, Professor. Now, here is Joe King speaking for the Coca-Cola Company.
In busy, humming factories, in equally busy offices and shops, there you're apt to find a friendly red cooler so that ice-cold Coca-Cola can be had whenever anyone wants it. More and more employers make Coke available on the job because they've learned that people work better when they work refreshed.
In our travels across the country and through the South, we've noticed a renewed interest in minstrel shows in just about every town. So here are the City Slickers joining in the parade with their version of a real old-time minstrel show, complete with end men, interlocutor, tambourines, and bird whistles.
Here comes a minstrel show, here comes a minstrel show. Oh, what a thrill to see them strutting by. I'll bet a dollar bill they're really dressed to kill. A bright fancy pants and bow tie. The crowd's in ecstasy, they spend their necks to see. It's so easy to understand. Your head'll go around, your heart'll start to pound at the sound of the big brass band. Hear the big bass drum go. And the tambourines go. You'll hear the banjos play. And the trombones go. You better hurry right in, cause they're about to begin the good old minstrel song.
Gentlemen, be seated. Good evening, folks. Welcome to the Spike Jones Minstrel Show. Tonight we'd like...
Mr. Interlocutor?
Yes, Mr. Bones?
Did you file your fingernails?
Well, I sure do.
That's funny. I throw mine away. Miss Interlocutor?
What is it, Sambo?
I was in a restaurant last night, and the waiter spilled a cup of coffee down my neck.
Well, how did you take it?
With cream and sugar.
Thank you, Mr. Bones and Mr. Sambo. We'll hear more from you later. But right now, we have someone coming up to the mic. That boy with the silvery voice and the green hair, Jay Meyer. He's chosen for his selection tonight that lovely refrain, Mighty Like a Rose.
Sweet as
You have, Sambo? Let me hear you sing something.
Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
That's terrible.
Well, I got a terrible home.
And now, folks, we have a marvelous treat in store for you, a banjo solo by Freddie Bones Morgan. You'll notice during his solo that at no time do his fingers leave his hands.
And now, folks, I'd like to give you an imitation on the banjo of that old favorite tap dancer, Mr. Bill Robinson, doing his famous stare dance.
Number. I know you've all heard that beautiful song, Stardust. So here is Cal Brown to sing Many Brave Hearts Are Asleep in the Deep.
Lovely the bells in the old tower ring, bidding us list to the warning it brings. Hearts are asleep in the deep. So beware.
Show would be complete without...
Mr. Interlocutor, we got the most unusual canary at our house. Every morning, he takes a bath in a saucer of water.
What's so unusual about that?
Can you do it?
As I was saying, no minstrel show would be complete without a bird imitator. So here is Dr. Horatio Q. Birdbath to fly through a couple of choruses of Listen to the Mockingbird.
minstrel show, a good old minstrel show. We love to hear those songs of long ago. There's laughter in the air that nothing can compare with the good old minstrel show.
And now...
Spike! Oh, Spike!
Why, Professor Fiedel... I mean, Jack Carson!
Hey, Spike, I'm sorry I'm late. I hurried over from the Warner Theater as fast as I could.
Well, it certainly took you long enough.
Well, Spike, you see, I was delayed. You see, when I walked into the lobby of the Statler Hotel here, people kept stopping me and asking me for my autograph. They were tearing at my clothes, shaking my hand, taking my picture. I really caused quite a scene.
Yeah, that was a clever idea, wearing that button that says room clerk. Yeah.
Spike, do you think that I would make believe I'm a room clerk just to get a little attention?
Wouldn't you?
Well, of course not.
Got a room with a bath?
Slip me $10 and I'll see what I can do. I don't know. You tricked me.
I tried to find you when I got in. What hotel are you stopping at?
Hotel. You see, Spike, I made a deal with the page boy over at the Senate, and he lets me sleep in one of the senator's chairs.
Doesn't anybody notice it?
No, they think I'm a Republican. Spike, isn't Washington a wonderful city?
Oh, it certainly is, Jack. How have you been doing with the women here, lover boy?
Well, the other night I thought I'd found just what I'd been looking for. I saw a figure in a long, slinky, black evening gown. And I followed it for 3 blocks before I found out it was a Supreme Court judge. That's pretty cute, eh?
Jack, we've already done that joke. But you got a bigger laugh with it. Where did you get it?
I bought it from Doodles Weaver for $10.
Yeah, well, he bought it from me for $5.
Where'd you get it?
I bought it from my writer for $2.
How do you like that? For one corny joke, 3 families are making a living.
Anyway, Jack, I'm glad that we met you here in Washington. How have you been doing at the Warner Theater?
Well, Spike, let me tell you. My first day here, the very first time I came out on the stage, I told a few jokes, sang a few songs, did a couple of dances. The audience was, frankly, they were just amazed.
Well, didn't they know that you could do all those things?
No, it was just that the newsreel was still on. How have your personal affairs been going?
Well, for the last 2 weeks, I've been killing the people.
Uh-huh. Couldn't get any more blank cartridges for your gun, huh?
Now, Jack, one more crack like that, and I'm going to complain to the Musicians Union.
But there's only one thing wrong with that, Spike. Don't you have to be a musician first?
Look, Jack, I want to be friends with you. Honest, I do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
As a matter of fact, I need your help.
What kind of help do you need?
Well, when you do a personal appearance, Jack, you're able to get up and sing a song. But I don't know how to sing, and I thought if I learned, it might help my musical depreciation review.
I've got a system of teaching singing that's so simple it can be learned by a moron.
That's for me. I mean, how does it go?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's called the ABC method of singing. All you have to do is be able to sing A, B, and C.
A, B, and what was that last letter?
C, that's the third letter of the alphabet.
Really?
Yeah.
Gee, you miss one session of Congress and you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But go ahead and teach me.
All right, now, first let me hear you sing. I mean, I want to find out what your range is.
Ah!
I see you've got a range of one note. Well, now we'll start. Could you have someone in the orchestra give me a keynote?
Sure, give them a keynote, fellas.
Gee, Spike, they're playing our song. Now, look. Look, Spike, we'll take this ABC method of singing step by step. Now, I'll sing a song, and whenever I nod my head, you sing A. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay.
What
a.
Down upon the Swanee River, far, far.
A.
What
a.
That's where my heart is yearning ever. That's where the old folks stop.
A.
That's fine. Fine. Like, now you know the A part. Let's do the same thing with B. When they
begin
the
biggie.
We had a couple of bees in there, didn't we? Somebody got stung. Well, that's pretty good. Now, let's... let's try the sea now. By the
sea.
By the
sea.
By the beautiful
sea.
That's marvelous. Really marvelous. Now, Spike, you know the ABCs of singing, so let's take a song and use all three of the ABC, huh?
Ready.
Okay.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all the
way
through. In that small cap, the park across the
wood,
the children's carousel, the chestnuts, the wishing well. I'll
be seeing
you in every lovely summer's day. In everything that's light and good.
What do I say? Good.
All right, sorry.
In everything that's light and good. I'll always think of you that way. Think of you that way. That would. Like,
woo.
Oh, hey.
I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the day is through, I'll
be
looking at the moon, but I'll
be seeing.
Joe King speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now, here's Spike Jones.
Next Saturday, we'll be broadcasting from New York City when our special guest will be the eminent actress, Madeline Carroll. But before we say goodbye for now, I'd like to thank Jack Carson for being with us this evening.
Well, I really enjoyed myself, Spike, but before I go, there are a couple of formalities that we have to observe.
What are they?
Well, first, you've got to say that I appeared through the courtesy of Sanka Coffee, who sponsored my radio program.
And what else do I have to say?
You have to say that Jack Carson can currently be seen in Warner Brothers' comedy hit, John Loves Mary.
And if I don't say those things?
Well, I can't be on your program.
Well, I'm not going to say them.
Well, okay, then. If that's the way you feel about it, good night, Spike.
Good night, Jack. Good night, music lovers.
In Newark, New Jersey, and this coming week in White Plains, New York, Bridgeport, New Haven, Hartford, Connecticut, in Providence, Rhode Island, and Worcester, Massachusetts. And don't forget to tune in again next Saturday at the same time when Coca-Cola presents The Spike Jones Show.
The Spike Jones Show is transcribed. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.